Coming up this week on the Missions Podcast.
So when you look into really where Pentecostalism has grown, and especially Neo-Pentecostalism, it has grown most rapidly where shamanism is popular.
Right.
And so like in my background, in Cusco, Peru, there was shamanism is huge. In fact, people go there to be trained in shamanism. The overlay or the intersection between shamanism and Neo-Pentecostalism is just wildly alarming. Really what you're doing is you're replacing the shaman with the Neo-Pentecostal pastor.
Mm.
You know, say prayers like this, do these certain things, and the demons will go away.
He's like a different name and face, but it's still the idea of that village holy man.
That's right.
Catch the Missions Podcast every Sunday night at 7 p.m. on your favorite podcast app or on missionspodcast.com.